Hey, Kevin, it's Tony from Coldstone. Where you at? It's 7:30. You're on the schedule at 7. Get over here. Quick, we need you. We're shorthanded and we're very busy because it's nice out. So get over here, quick. All right? Call me or get over here. Quickly. Get over here. Did I say that? Get here, quick. Bye.
I forgot. The government doesn't want us to do any non-essential traveling.
It's time for Toon Kid Talks.
Young man, you are not to watch that show anymore. It's immature toilet humor.
My weenies won't cook. Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
I can't take it anymore!
Play that beat.
What? Sore again? Yeah, what a nasty disposition.
I don't even know why I do this show. It fucking sucks. Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid, and well, let's get it started. So I'm back from my kind of almost 2 weekest hiatus-est, So you all know my dad's been in the hospital, so yeah. If you've been reading, going to my website and checking it out, then you would know that. He's doing better, he should be getting on soon, so pretty stoked, but stoked. Tried to set psyched, but then I switched to, it didn't matter. But yeah, so he's almost out, that's cool. But just because I haven't been around in 2 weeks doesn't mean there's been shit to bitch about. So, let's get into it. Okay, here's one thing. You don't know how to park in a garage, so it's kind of like, you drive in, you go up a level, you turn the corner, you drive a little bit, and you turn around and go up a little bit more. Okay, yeah, so anybody who drives knows what I'm talking about. So I'm in the hospital parking garage with my stepmom in the car. And we're driving up, and hold on. There we go. That should be better. So we're driving up, and we just turned the corner, and it was, god damn it. And she sees this lady about to back out right when we pass her. I'm like, fuck, okay, whatever, we'll just keep moving. And these people start to pull out right in front of us. They're both on the same side. They're on the left side. And so I'm kind of like in the middle of the road, waiting for the people in front of me to back out. And then the lady who was backing up behind us came up and moved up to the side of us. I don't know why. There really wasn't much room between anybody. So she decided that was a good idea. Really? Fucking not. But whatever. That's what she wanted to do. So that's what she wanted to do. So my stepmom's like, what is she doing? And then I see down all the way down, about 100 feet away from where we are, where all this is happening, there's this Jeep backing up from all the way down there. I'm like, okay, whatever. Didn't even think twice about it, because I'm like, they're not going to back up this far. Turns out I was wrong. This bitch is pulling up all the way back from 100 feet away, just to get the spot right in front of me. She's backing up. The lady next to me is honking her horn, flashing her lights, and then just starts backing up. I'm like, okay, whatever. My stepmom's like, what are you doing? She gets out of the car. So I was talking to the lady behind us, and this lady keeps backing up. She gets about 2 inches away from the front left corner of my car. I'm start honking as loud as I can. As loud, I'm just going, yeah, 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 yeah. And then she proceeds to back up into my car. She's as slow as she can. She's kind of like, now my car just has a few scratches on the paint. It's not that big of a deal. Her car has a huge dent, about 4 inches in diameter. Just a nice dent right in the corner. You can tell she just hit the bumper. I'm like, fucking bitch. And So I'm like, what the hell are you doing? She pulls up a little bit just so she can see her car. She gets out of the car. My stepmom starts yelling at her. She starts yelling at us. She starts yelling at me like, what are you doing? Why'd you run into me? My car was in park. She backed into me. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what? I'm not freaking out, but I'm like, what is this? This is fucking insane. And my stepmom's like, that was your fault, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you bitch. I'm like, ooh, wow. I get out of the car. I'm like, this is not going down the way it's going down. Now, it took a lot for me to not say to this lady what I wanted to say to her, because she called my stepmom a bitch. I wanted to tell her, I hope God has maggots crawl into her vagina, then proceed to lay eggs, and those larvae proceed to feed on her rotten ovaries. Now, that's what I wanted to say. Now, what actually happened was I was very tried to be very considerate and very kind, and she was just flipping out, and then what was even better, what made this picture even more perfect and made her more crazy, was she said, how could you back up into me? What? How what? You backed into the front of my car where you have damage on the back of your car, and I backed into you? What? That's insane! That's freaking insane! You crazy! And she's like, oh, forget it. She gets in her car and drives off and leaves the spot that she was gonna take. So I'm like, okay, I'll take it. And took her spot. And I was like, ha ha ha, cunty bitch. I was like, I can't believe this is fucking happening. Because she was just, well, psychotic. Oh, God. So with my dad in the hospital, I've realized I never want to go to the hospital again. Not because it's all the sick shit and all that shit, but because a lot of the doctors there look like they're 12 years old. They look younger than me, and they're giving advice on how to stay. Maybe they know, but still, them being young, looking younger than me doesn't help them at all. And this one guy, it was last Friday, so over a week ago, my dad was just getting with Jell-O and liquids and whatever. He's like, and one of the doctors came in, and he's like, blah, 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 talking, diet. My dad's like, well, can I move into anything more than just Jell-O and liquids? The doctor looks at him and said, yeah, if you want to be hardcore, you can try some of that other color Jell-O. Yeah. What did you just say? If he wants to be hardcore? Dude, I don't even say that. Well, maybe I do. I just never say it in something like that, because that just makes you sound stupid. Oh, fucking retards. Oh, and I got a job. I now work at Cold Stone. I said that maybe kind of. And I sing. I do sing nice and good and well, and not really. I kind of go and turn my back so nobody can tell I'm not singing. But some of these parents spoil these kids so much. It's ridiculous. But normally I'm like, whatever, dude. It's your kid. Fucking do whatever. Okay, this little girl, she probably was about 8 or 9. And she probably weighed about 200 pounds. 200 pounds. And she was really fucking annoying the entire time. She's like, I'm in there. Yeah, hello. And this was before we even got to her in line. She was yelling at us to give her what she wanted. And then once we got her, got to her, the dad let her get the biggest size that we have, which is like a huge ass fucking thing. It's about bigger than the size of a softball, slightly bigger than that. And he let her get that. I'm like, what are you doing? You're gonna fatten your kid up to what, like, put her out in the pit and cook her up and eat her later?
Yeah.
But, oh, spoiled kid. Huge, massive, super massive spoiled kid. Bitching at me makes me want to shoot them in the face. Not a good idea. Oh, did not know a good idea. So, I just tried to ignore as much as possible. Because I'm a little prick. Yep, little prick. Prick, little, me, prick. Yeah. Okay, this is obviously going to be a pretty short episode, because I'm running out of shit right now. I don't want to just keep bitching about all the people I fucking hate at Cold Stone, and my job, and all that shit. But, oh yeah, the shit you heard at the beginning. If you have work in 15 minutes, don't try and take a 10-minute nap. At all. It's not a good idea. Because even if you have an alarm, you're gonna turn it off. And that's what happened to me, so I just wanted to share that with you, because I thought it was funny. But, I'm right now having a contest. I'm setting it up, just doing it right now, because I want to. See if this really does anything, but I hope so. If anybody wants to create a new intro, because that one's getting annoying to me, and maybe a few other people, but a new intro, maybe 30, 45 seconds to a minute max. If you want to do that, I will take up submissions and play them back, and whoever I deem the winner and I like the best will be able to have a spot on the show for one, maybe two episodes, depending on how long it goes. So, if you want to be on and let people hear your marvelous voice in the music, in the lights, in the sound, then yeah, do that, because you love me, and I'm special. But yeah, and new intro music would be pretty awesome. Keep it upbeat, keep it pounce and get you pumped, and really get the feeling of this show. Because that intro music I did in about 5 minutes. So, oh, and if you notice, I took out the whole gay part. Like, let's get it started! Yeah, I took that out. Because I thought it made me sound really gay, and it totally did. So, yeah. Other than that, I think I'm going to end it now, because I totally run out of shit to talk about, which is pretty fast. But I will have more next time, and send me your comments, questions, concerns, critiques, I don't know, at toonkidtalks@gmail.com. Voicemail line is 206-666-2845. If you call me, leave a voicemail, I will play it at the end of the show. That's kind of how I got the voicemail at the beginning of the show here, so yeah. And then, Skype, Gizmo, Project, TuneKid, if you leave a comment, I will say your name on the show, so, yeah. And visit my website, I got some pretty cool shit up there now, so yeah, do it, just do it. Okay, I'm fucking crazy. Peace out, fuckers.